Among men, whereby we must be saved. We appreciate each and every one of you who has taken your time tuning in this program, and we believe it to be a real blessing to you. At the end of the broadcast, we'll give you an address, telephone number, how to receive free information. In fact, we have a CD that's called The Father's Name, and also one that's called The True Oneness. At the end of the broadcast, we'll give you address, telephone number, how to receive free information. Now, we're doing this broadcast live tonight, Wednesday, August the 12th, 2009. You know, time's winding down, regardless of what we think. The last few weeks, we've been talking about, over in the book of Daniel, that's where we're going to be going tonight, in the book of Daniel. Matter of fact, we're going to go to Daniel 9:27. Again, we're going to be reading that, then dealing with the months and days that Daniel talks about. Now, we find over in the book of Leviticus 23:24 talks about the blowing of trumpets, what's known in Hebrew as teruah. The teruah, which actually means, they translate it as blowing of trumpets. Some people translates it, which is not over there though, but it talks about Rosh Hashanah, which means the head of the year. Now, could you imagine the day and hour that we're living in? Israel, we've been talking about Israel, and we've been talking about the end time. We've been talking about the 70 weeks of Daniel, and we've been going over that the last few weeks, and that you're either going to believe pre, mid, or post. Now, you got some people spiritualizes everything away. I'm not even going to deal with that spiritualizing right now. But so you're going to fit in the category either being a pre, mid, or post. In other words, you're either going to believe the rapture is going to take place, or the catching away take place right at the beginning of the 7 years, or right there at it. Or you're going to believe in the mist, you're going to believe that the Messiah fulfilled the first 3.5 years of the 7 years, then there would only be 3 years left, or what you would call 42 months, or 1,260 days. Or you're going to believe in a post-catching away. In other words, you're going to believe, the way they're teaching today, the Messiah fulfilled the first 3.5 years, there's only 3.5 years left, and the church goes through tribulation. And the tribulation around the y'all was two different things. But we're teaching that there is a 7 years left. In other words, the 7 years that's left, that would be the last week would be the 70th week of Daniel. Now, if you begin to look at this, this means that Israel that's over there in the land of Israel, over there in Yerushalayim, what's known as Jerusalem, those people have got to fulfill some scripture. Now, I know you have today, in the hour that we're living in, you have what people are anti-Semitic. They're against the Jews. They just use the word Jew and just throw it around. And most of them really don't realize what the Bible really talks about on it. The Bible says that in Isaiah the 8th chapter, that there would be a stumbling stone to both houses of Israel. That means to Judah and the other tribes. Of course, we'll be getting into a lot of that as we go on, but right now we're dealing with the end time and Daniel's prophecy. We're going to show some scripture in just a minute in Old and New Testament. All of the Daniel's prophecy, every prophecy of every prophet that prophesied deals with 30-day days. Now, I've asked this last week, and I've got no response yet. to anyone, regardless if they believe in a lunar Sabbath, if they don't believe in a lunar Sabbath. It doesn't matter. We do not believe in a lunar Sabbath teaching. We keep what you would call Saturday. We believe in a continual cycle, just like Daniel taught a continual cycle. If you go from Genesis, look at Yahweh's first day. He's got 7 days. Every month, when the moon comes in, it has to fall within those 7 days. It could fall on the first day, it could fall on the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, the seventh day. It could never go beyond that. If you go to creation, we know that there's 30 days in each month. Prophecy is set up on 30 days. All of this 29-30, this Hillel teaching, is not scriptural. Because as you begin to look at this and study this, you'll find that in this teaching, as you follow it out, they have to add an extra month. Now, we were asking anyone whether you believe in a lunar Sabbath or not. And matter of fact, we were really putting this more out to anyone to disprove that 30 days is not right. Now, I can understand why if you were a lunar Sabbath keeper, you wouldn't want to have to deal with 30 days. Because 30 days would mess it up bad. But prophecy is right. You figure from Genesis, see, God would declare the end from the beginning. Okay, going over to the book of Daniel, 9:27, it says, and he should confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, what week is this talking about? Who is this talking about? Is this talking about the Messiah? Some people believe that this is actually talking about the Messiah. Some people teach us this. We do not believe that. We don't believe that even the Bible would even line up to teach this. But what you have to do, you have to understand the time frame that Yahweh has set up. Regardless if you believe that the Messiah fulfilled the first 3.5 years of 9:27, then where is the other 3.5 years at, and where were they fulfilled at? Or was it a break between them? If it was a break between them, why would all of a sudden you just go into tribulation? If you understand that the Messiah talked about in the end time, Paul talks about in the end time, the book of Revelation talks about the end time. First of all, let's deal with what it says for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. Now, who's going to do this? Is it the Messiah? Or is it the man of sin? For the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even unto the confirmation. Now, watch this here. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, this prophecy, was it talking about at the time of the Messiah and all this is over with? Do you know that you have people that teach us that the book of Daniel is over with? The whole book of Revelation is over with. Some people teach us the Messiah fulfilled the first 3.5 years. Some people believe that this word says in the midst of the week he should call the sacrifice of oblation to cease. Some people believe the Messiah, if this fulfills the Messiah doing this part. But we'll deal with this as we go. I want to deal with the time frame on this, first of all. If you go over, matter of fact, if you go to the book of Daniel, we're going to deal with 30-day days. In the book of Genesis, right before we go, if you take Genesis, what we were talking about last week, if you'll take Genesis, read the 7th chapter. Go to the 8th chapter and read from 1 to 7. You're going to find that those days, dealing with the ark, at that particular time, was set up on 30-day days. Now, I've asked anyone to send me a calendar that would disprove this in any way, shape, form, or fashion. In other words, go to Genesis. Disprove that those 150 days We're not set up on 30-day days. Anyone, anywhere that would disprove this, I will put it on my website. We'll be glad to put it on my website. And we'll tell you more about this as we go into the at the end of the broadcast about the website. Now, in Numbers, you find in Numbers 20:29. See, you've got to understand the book of Daniel, how it's set up. It's not set up on our calendars today. It's a known fact in history. It's a known fact. They're finding evidence. The way the solar system is set up was actually set up on 30-day days. In Numbers 20:29 talks about they mourn for Aaron 30 days. Deuteronomy 34:8 talks about the same thing about Moses. Ezekiel 4:5 talks about how he laid on his side, and if you'll follow that 390 days, it winds up being 390, which 13 months with 30-day days in it, which is total 390 days. Alright? In Ezekiel 4:6 shows that he bared the sins, in other words, he was on his right side, and bared the iniquities of the house of Judah for 40 days. That's 1 month with 30 days, and extra 10 days give you 40 days. Alright, now we're going to deal with the book of Daniel 7:25. Daniel 7:25 says this. It talks about, without reading the whole verses, you take this and study it for yourself. Daniel 7:25 talks about a time, times, and dividing of time. Daniel 12:7 deals with time, times, and a half a time. He's dealing strictly with Israel on this. Revelations 12:14. Of course, we'll get into this as in the weeks to come, but now I'm up against time. Radio time now. But Revelations 12:14 says, and the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nursed for a time, times, and a half a time, from the face of the serpent. Now, remember that time, times, and a half a time. Has this already happened? Has this been fulfilled? No. Some people believe it has. We don't teach that it has. We do not believe that it has. There's just utterly impossible. Did you know that Israel over there in the wilderness, Israel over there in Jerusalem, right now is in the process of building a third temple? It's not going to be no good for the assembly, but it's going to fulfill prophecy. Some people don't believe that there's going to be a third temple. If they did, then that would knock out their anti-Semitic teaching. Because they would have to agree then that ever who builds the third temple would have to be Israeli people. So they would rather believe that that temple was talking about the second temple, and it's all over with. So, you know, it's according to what you want to believe. If you get yourself hemmed up in the scripture, you're going to throw scripture out to keep from believing it. Or you're going to get into false teaching to keep from believing. In the book of Revelation, 13:5 talks about 40 and 2 months. Again, you're dealing with time, times, and dividing of times. 40 and 2 months. 40 and 2 months is what? Revelation 11:2 talks about 40 and 2 months. That's Revelation 11:2. Alright, in Revelation 11:3 talks about 1,260 days. That's 1,260 days. That's Revelation 11:3. Revelation 12:6 talks about 1,260, which is 60. In other words, 1,260 days. Again, Revelation 13:5 talks about the 40 and 2 months, but it talks about a mouth speaking great things. Now, Daniel's prophecy had to be set up on 70 weeks of Daniel. 70 times 7 is 490. Is that dealing with years, or is it dealing with days? It had to be dealing with days. Because if it wasn't, when Daniel's prophecy was given, 490 days was over with. So it could not have been. Then when you take 490 and subtract it from 7, and subtract 7 from it, you come up 483, which would actually bring you into what you would call the 69th week. Now, that 69th week is what throwing a lot of people off. Because if the Messiah fulfilled the first 3.5 years, then we would be in the last half of the 70 week waiting on it to take place. But remember this, Israel itself is a sign. Is a sign. Now, I want to go on and read a little bit. I want to go on and deal with, if you take 70 minus 1, leaves you 69. That's where it comes up with being 69th week. If you take 62 times 7, comes up 434, which brings you into the what they call the 62nd week, or 62 week, let's say. If you start backtracking this, you will see how this number system has worked from Daniel's time to the Messiah, and then the last week would have to be a time that would either be like a gap period from the time of the Messiah till whenever Yahweh decides to bring in the last 70 week. Some people would agree with that. Some would not. Some people do not agree with the gap period. Most of the time, people that spiritualizes do not believe that. They would have to believe that it's all done happened. It's over with. So if that's true, then let's go over here to the book of, to the book of Matthew, 24th chapter, you're going to find that the 24:15 says, "And when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand." Mark 13:14 talks about this, and Luke 21:20 talks just about the same thing. The book of 2 Thessalonians 2:4 talks about who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, shewing himself to that he is God. Now, a lot of people that believe this, they believe, first of all, that it's talking about a physical body. It's not dealing with the temple people are teaching. But when you take Daniel's prophecies, and Apostle Paul was dealing with the book of Thessalonians, and Thessalonians was written sometimes after 50 AD. So that means that Apostle Paul is still putting what he's saying in the future. And what the Messiah says in Matthew 24:15, Mark 13:14, and Luke 21:20, the Messiah himself is putting all of this in time in the future. Not something that happened at his time, but in the future. Then when you do that, you have people that teaches that by 325 A.D., it was all over with, it was fulfilled then. But let's look at Daniel a little bit closer. All right, in the book of Daniel, and you'll see how detailed this thing really gets. In the book of Daniel, where it says 1 week, if you take that 1 week and look at it, and you search this out, that 1 week that he's talking about, if he comes in the midst of that week, then if you was to take that 1 week and divide that 1 week up, you would have 42 months, or 1,260 days, or a time times a dividing of time. Because that 1 week would be a total of 7 years. 1 week is 7 years. You go from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is where you begin to take this, because so what's amazing is the whole 7 years of the last prophecy of Daniel's prophecy, if you look at it, it is how many days it would be. If you figure it up, it's going to be 2,520 days. That's 84 months. Divide 84 months into this, into 30 days, you come up with 2,520 days, setting up the prophecy of Daniel and what the prophet spoke and what the Messiah talked about and what Paul talked about, and the book of Revelation is set up on 30-day days, 1,260 days, or what you would call time, times and dividing of times, or time, times and a half a time, or 42 months. Take 42 months. Do it in 30 days. You're going to have 1,260 days. Once you can get this down pat and understand this number system that Daniel has, and y'all will give it to him, you can begin to understand some stuff. First of all, to tell you when the 7 years start, I couldn't tell you that. But I do know one thing by Scripture. There is going to be a temple built in the last days for the Messiah's prophecy of 24 to be fulfilled. What he said in 24, I mean in Matthew, what he said in Mark, and what he said in Luke, and what Apostle Paul talked about, and what the book of Revelation talked about. And when you begin to look at this, now, once you can get this system, remember this. 7 years, if you divide that, go, in other words, take 7 years is going to be 2,520 days at 30-day days at each month, being 30 days for 84 months. You break 2,020 days and divide it up, you're going to have 1,260 days. Then, once you ever understand that, and you go over here to the book of Daniel 12 and 11, this is why every week you just about have to get on the same thing every week, because of you're rushing through this. And people don't pick this up overnight. I can tell you this right now. This does not come up overnight. A lot of the lunar people think that I brought in these 30 days to come against the lunar Sabbath. Listen, lunar Sabbath can't even get started in Genesis, much less what with 30 days. I'm not out fighting nothing, but I'm going to state with truth. You could not take a lunar Sabbath teaching and fit it into Daniel's prophecies. It won't work. This is why, if you go to Yahweh, if you go to Genesis and follow Yahweh's pattern he's got, he set up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 working days, and the seventh day was the rest. After 7 comes what? 8. It rolls you back over to a work day again. You go all the way down. You do that all the way to 30 days. In Genesis, you could not have a Sabbath but on the seventh day. It's utterly impossible to have an eighth-day Sabbath in Genesis. To have in the first week or the first month of creation, it's impossible to have a 15th day as a Sabbath. It's impossible to have a 22nd day as a Sabbath. It's impossible to have the 29th day as a Sabbath. When you go into the second month, the lunar Sabbath teaching has already defiled their own teaching. Because Yahweh blessed and sanctified a particular day. Yahweh's seventh day is going to run solid, never broken, never fail. Yahweh only blessed one particular day, 325 A.D. Why do you think it was false so much? Why they done away with the seventh day? We're going to be dealing with calendars in the weeks to come. But I'm going to deal here in the book of Daniel about the 30-day days. Here in the book of Daniel, 12 and 11 says, and from the time that the daily sacrifice should be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. In other words, 1,290 days. Now, that 1,290 days is 30 days more than a half a year. Let's look at it like this. If Yahweh comes in, and he will, and he'll make a covenant with many, or the anti-Messiah, who we believe that if you go and study this, you'll find that, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. A lot of people don't understand. They'll either believe this covenant being confirmed was done by the Messiah, or they're going to believe it was by the anti-Messiah. Now, once you begin to look at that, you've got several teachings on this. And this is what I want to deal with. Of course, it looks like my time now has just about come and gone again. And we'll probably pick this back up in 927 again. And he here, people's going to look at it as either being the Messiah or the anti-Messiah. It's according to how you believe in your last 7 weeks or 7 years in the last days. If you're going to believe it, most of them that believes that the last 7 years, the first 3.5 years of that has been fulfilled in the Messiah, they're usually going to believe that he here was told by the Messiah. Then the last part of the 3.5 years, or the last part of the 7 years of Daniel's 1 week, is going to be talking about the anti-Messiah. That's the teachings that you're up against today. And that's why we need to cover this and understand this. Because this stuff is very, very, very important. We have a CD that's called The Father's Name in Literature. We send that along with it. You can write Brother Jerry, 775 McDonald Road, Covington, Georgia, 30014, USA. The telephone number is 770-784-0703. That's 770-784-0703. We have a website. It's called YahwahMinistries.org. Spell Yahwah, Y-A-H-W-A-H Ministries.org. Now, if you go into the website, we have a site on there that says Lunar Era Continues. In other words, the Lunar Sabbath Era Continues. And we're fixing to put some stuff up about the calendars. How the Lunar Sabbath people have missed it on these calendars. We're going to deal with the Julian calendar, the Gregorian calendar, and how all these months have been, how people are thrown off about this 29 and 30 and so forth. Listen, the cycles have never been broken. Have never been broken. They'll never be broken. Why is it hard for y'all to take one particular day, bless and sanctify it, and keep up with it? It's not. It's not. Man might think he can't do it. But Yahweh has done it. He's done it for 40 years in the wilderness. He's done it all the way up to this time. It was done up to 325 A.D. That's how they knew what to attack. But there's so much in this to get into. But you can write Brother Jerry, 775 McDonald Road, Covington, Georgia, 30014, USA. Telephone number 770-784-0703. And the website, YahwahMinistries.org. It'll take you over and show you the era of the lunar cycle. Yahweh still has a Shabbat day that he blessed, sanctified, and it is Saturday. And we'll deal with the Saturday before it's over with. Looks like time's coming on. We come on at the same time every week. So till the next broadcast, we appreciate you. We love you. Shalom.